And a very good evening to one and all. This is another Thursday evening, and this is the Ministry of Truth coming to you live over the airwaves of WUSB. And almost didn't make it this week, as I was saying before on Mary Ann's show. I had a bit of a problem. I made the mistake of leaving the studio area and going out into the so-called real world, which is particularly hostile around here. If you set foot outside the station and wander around the building to, say, go to the bathroom or something, there are these mysterious little people that follow you around and lock doors and erect these barriers and chains and all kinds of amazing things like that. It happens every time. And I found myself confronted with about three barriers, an elevator that's turned off, and all kinds of horrible things. And then, as I'm wandering around in the wrong part of the building, trying to find my way out so I can find my way back in again, a voice comes over the speaker saying, "Attention, ladies and gentlemen, the building is now closed." And I'm wondering, who is that announcement meant for? Everyone's been cleared out of the building, there's nobody left except the person making that announcement, and me scrambling around like a mouse in a maze, and there's nobody else in the building. So who is that meant for? Very strange. So I eventually had to climb under a gate to get out of the building. That's right, to get out, you have to climb under a gate, and then go through an open door that goes right to the station. A door that is never even locked. I don't understand it at all. It's once you get inside that you have the problems. Getting inside isn't a problem, but once you're in, that's when they make things difficult for you. Oh, it's a lot of fun. But we just try to stay here in the station and everything sort of works out in the end. At least we certainly hope it does. Usually we're happy. Usually everything's nice and peachy keen. It's when we, you know, go outside and try to do things. Like, if you try to order a pizza to this place, forget it. First of all, the people never find the building. Second of all, when they find the building, they get trapped and they can't get out. Oh, horrible things happen. Anyway, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your calls at 246-7901. What kind of a week have you had? And I've already given you a taste of the kind of week I've had. It's been interesting. The weather forecast, I just found out about the weather. It is not going to stop raining. And in fact, it's never going to stop raining. It's supposed to continue raining for at least another 50 years. Now, that's right from the National Weather Service. I've heard that. 50 years of rain, so better get the patio furniture back inside and start stocking up on some games to play, maybe TV programs to watch or something, radio programs, of course, to listen to. It's not going to stop raining. It's going to continue for a long, long, long time. There's going to be lots of water, no more land. Forget the vegetable garden. It's going to wash out. So we might as well resolve ourselves to that fact. There will never be a sun again. That's right, the eclipse of yesterday was pretty much a prediction for the future. Did anybody see that eclipse? I'd sure like to hear about it. The next eclipse will be in 2079. 2070, we'll all be dead by then, won't we?
I'm not.
Well, okay, you'll be in your triple digits, I believe, right? I think 2070, yeah, definitely. 2079 is almost 100 years from now, and
I'll be like 115. I could do it.
Yeah, if you do it, we should meet someplace.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know if you're gonna be around.
Now, what's that supposed to be?
I figured by then they'll have invented something to keep anybody who's alive, who's gonna live that long anyway, more alive. You know.
More alive.
Sure, by like 60 years guaranteed. If I live 60 years from now, I'll probably live a lot longer than that.
But
I'll move to Bavaria and eat yogurt and hang out with like Russian people. Oh, that's very
interesting. First of all, I heard that was a scam, that those people weren't very old at all. And second of all, if you do live to be 115 or 120 or whatever, will it be a meaningful life? Or will you just be a vegetable like these people who are turning 40 these days? Well, maybe a little older than 40, but the ones who are being sent to the nursing homes and things like that, they're kind of, you know, wasted, I'd say.
Nah, once a mad woman, always a mad woman.
Yeah, you'll survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary Ann will always survive. 246.
Day-to-day existence, I have problems with, not eternal years.
Nah, who wants eternal years? 246-7901 is our phone number, area code 516. Here is a call. Let's go to it. USB, you're on the air. Silence. What does that mean? And a hang-up sound. I guess that means that the person either didn't want to be on the air, or the person chickened out. Which do you think it was? Well, here's another call. Let's try this one. USB, you're on the air. Well, it certainly does tell a lot. I know who that was, and I want to thank him for calling. Too bad telephone lines aren't affected by rain. Well, I've got an interesting advertisement here I'd like to read to you. No, not an advertisement so much as just an interesting one that is interesting. It's not. We're not giving an ad out over the air or anything like that. We would never do that. At least not for the kind of money they pay us. This is an ad that I found hanging around. It's called Used Cows Wanted. That's right, Used Cows Wanted. Now, that's the big part. It just sort of jumps out at you and says, used cows. And you wonder, what does used cows mean? Wow. There's more. It doesn't just say that. It says, used cows wanted. And then underneath, dead, down, disabled horses and cattle. Buying down, crippled, and medicated cows. Call collect, gives two phone numbers any time of the day. And then the American Rendering Company in Binghamton, New York, 7-day service. And you're not going to believe this, it's a picture, not so much a picture, but a graphic drawing of a cow with its feet sticking straight up in the air, and its little udder also sticking straight up in the air. And it's dead, it's a dead cow, which is apparently what they want. But what does it mean? Does anybody know? Why would somebody want a dead cow? What good do dead cows serve? Let's find out.
American Rendering.
Hi. I'm calling about the dead cow ad.
Yeah.
I just saw that lying around, and I was wondering if it was serious. Can you tell me what exactly you do with dead cows?
What we do with dead cows?
Yeah.
We use them for dog food.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, the cow has to be dead, I assume.
Well, we do take live cows, down disabled cows, walking cows.
And perfectly healthy cows you take?
Yeah.
I see. If I had a cow and I wanted to get it to you, is it up to me to deliver it?
No, we pick them up.
You do pick up?
Yeah.
I see. Do you charge for that?
Nope.
Okay. Do you pay for the cows?
Yeah.
How much do you pay?
It depends on your cow, the shape it's in, the size. You know, it's really hard to say.
Uh-huh.
The driver would have to tell you.
I see. Do you, by any chance, go into the Long Island area for cows?
We don't go to Long Island, no.
I see. What section is yours?
It's probably 60-mile radius around Binghamton, New York.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are cows the only animals you take?
Horses, too.
You take horses? Oh, that's nice. Okay. You make dog food out of horses, too, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you the only company doing this?
There's some, like, in Pennsylvania, there's a couple, and, like, further north and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. How much business do you get?
Quite a bit.
Yeah? People always bringing in, used cows, as the ad says.
Yeah. What about you live in Long Island?
Stony Brook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What paper is that in?
Actually, I didn't see it in a paper. I just saw it in somebody's room. And I was wondering if it was something that was just made up or something that was actually used. And it's strange because we don't do things like that down here.
No?
At least we don't talk about it that much. I assume everyone does things like that up in Binghamton.
Yeah. What do you do with your dead cows down there?
I don't know. You see, we only have one cow in Setauket, and I don't know where the other ones are. And if that cow dies, well, I guess that we'll give you a call or something. Do you feel strange working in such a job?
No.
How long have you been doing it?
5 years.
5 years? And what exactly do you have to do?
I just dispatch her.
Oh, you don't have to worry about the cows themselves.
I worry about getting them in here.
Yeah.
The other guys, you know, meddle with all the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much for enlightening us on this.
Sure.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, my God.
What do you think of that? Unbelievable. They want dead cows, yes. Dead, not only dead cows, they take perfectly healthy cows and turn them into dog food. Oh, what do we do with our dead cows here on Long Island? There's no such company, I don't think, that... Oh, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. It's disgusting. But it is interesting, I'll say that. 246-7901. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. What interesting things are going on in your life. What opinions you have on the things that have been happening. Who are you going to vote for president? What do you think of the weather? Did you see the eclipse yesterday? Etc., etc. You know, there's just about anything you can talk about. Area code 516-246-7901. And unlike other radio stations, we will put you on the air if you call us. Yes, that's right. Your voice will be carrying out over the airwaves all over Long Island. We don't want people just from on campus, so don't let that disturb you. First of all, there isn't anybody on campus. Everyone's gone home. So we want to hear people from all over Long Island. If you're driving, screech to a halt. It's always good to do that now and then. Good for the brakes. And run to a payphone and call us up. And you'll get a minute or so, and I'm sure you can say something interesting during that time. 246-7901. While you're scrambling for your dial tones and things like that, I'd just like to say that I was merely joking about the weather. It will stop raining. Yes, Marianne is happy about that. And I'm happy about that, too. I mean, I don't like rain all the time. It is nice, though. The rain... Occasionally, wet rain will be coming down tonight with a chance of a thunderstorm, local flooding in poor drainage areas, and tonight we're expecting more cloudy conditions with those lingering showers. Those are my favorites, the lingering ones. Tomorrow, partly sunny, milder, high around 70. Tomorrow night, clear, lows around 50, and Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, highs in the low or mid-70s. Yes. It's been raining since when? Sunday? Well, for a while, for a long, long time. And it's something, when you travel to a, say, a country-ish place and it rains, for some reason the rain seems to mean more. It seems to be a more serious type of a rain. I remember a few years back I went to Vermont, and it was raining. Rained for about 3 days, but it just seemed to be so much more of a steady type of a thing. The rain seemed a lot more genuine with all these trees around it. You know, it's without trees, rain just doesn't seem like rain. It seems like a nuisance when you're in the middle of concrete and things like that. But when you're in the country, it's a lot more genuine. I also noticed that last year, I went camping on this mountain in New York State. Not one of these places where they have parks and benches and showers. They didn't have anything here. They just had trees and occasional bear and things like that. And it rained all night long. It was amazing. It really was. And rain just kept coming down. Eventually the tent got flooded, and that was interesting too. But rain can be a lot of fun. It's not necessarily a bad thing to get wet. I kind of like getting wet. I rode a bicycle through the rain last week. Yes, it rained last week too. And... it was fun getting wet. I mean, I didn't get soaked. I have gotten completely soaked, too. Which isn't as much fun. It can be, though, if you look at it in the right kind of way. But just getting a little bit wet isn't bad. So why not go outside and hang out? Take a walk in the rain, you know? You can use an umbrella if you want. Anyway, give us a call. 246-7901. What puzzles me is there are several people who said they were going to call up tonight, and they're not there. Where are they? Come on, what's wrong with these phones? Do they work? Yep, they all work. So give us a call, 246-7901, and tell us what's on your mind, if it's dead cows or rain or anything else like that. Yes. What can I read? There's nothing left to read. I can read people's station staff ID cards. I've got a whole stack of them. Listen to those. Wow, look at all the people we have working here. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It's amazing. Anybody knows anyone else? Yes, totally amazing. Well, okay. You're not going to call us. We can call you. Or we can call somebody. Well, you know, we used to be able to call information all over the country, but as of last week, That got stopped. That's right. Whoops. Now it costs money. Let's just confirm that, though, just to make sure.
May I help you?
Yes, hi, operator. I'd just like to find out if it's true what I heard, that it costs money to call directory assistance long distance now?
Yes, it does, sir, but if you make two long distance calls, it's credited towards them.
Uh-huh. What if you make more than two?
What do you mean?
If you make, say, 16, you only get two credits?
I don't know. Uh-huh. That I don't know. You want to speak to the supervisor?
Oh, it's okay.
Because she'll be able to help you. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Thanks.
What is the number you're calling from?
246-7901.
Hold on.
Thanks.
She'll be able to tell you that in 1 minute.
Okay. As you can see, I don't really want to talk to the supervisor, but this guy is awfully pushy. Of course, supervisors tend not to answer their phone, too, which can be kind of annoying. One more ring, she gets. Yes, hi, I'm just curious about the new rates that went into effect as far as charges for information now.
Okay, sir, it's going to be 50 cents outside of New York State.
It's 50 cents.
Right, that includes Alaska, Hawaii, and the 809 area.
Okay, what about Canada?
No, Canada's still no charge.
Still no charge to Canada. How about overseas?
Overseas, no charge.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye. Bye. Now that's interesting. There's no charge to call overseas information. You can call overseas. That's the other side of the world. And not spend a cent. But if you call New York or New Jersey or California, it's going to cost you money. Well, I think we should take advantage of this. What do you think? It's foolish not to. I mean, there are worlds out there just waiting to be explored.
The operator, may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to get overseas information for London, please.
Yes.
Oh, do you have information?
Okay, I'll connect you. Hold on.
Thank you. Gonna take a little trip down memory road here.
You can pass the details, however, I have to stay online.
Okay. That's the ocean you hear.
It's busy. I'll try it one more time.
Okay. I knew that was a busy. The English ring, like a breath of fresh air.
London?
Hello, London. I'm looking for the number for Oscar's Deli in London.
What name?
Oscar's. O-S-C-A-R apostrophe S.
You're very faint. What name? Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oscar's Deli.
Oscar's?
Delicatessen in London.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
She was listening in. How do you like that? It's no longer Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, by the way. They're trying to appeal to a broader mass of people. Sound of searching.
I've got an Oscar's Den.
An Oscar's?
An Oscar's Restaurant or an Oscar's Wine Bar.
Oh, dear. No, this would be an Oscar's Deli, all right. There are no Oscar's Delis over there, huh?
Do you have a street?
I believe it's on Victor Hugo Street.
On what street?
Victor Hugo. It's a shot in the dark.
Oh, just a minute. I wonder if this is it.
Uh-oh.
Oscar's Specialty Food Limited. But that's Cricklewood.
Sure, why not? I think that's it.
That's London 452-0463. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's 441-452-0463.
Okay, I got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. And that was a free call. Wasn't that great? Oh, what fun that was. Talked to an operator in London all the way across the world, and she found something. She's happy. The operator here is happy. I'm happy, and I just know all our listeners are happy. And call us up and tell us how happy you are. 246-7901, area code 516. Let's get happy together, and let's stay happy and all that kind of thing. We got 13 degrees in Stony Brook, 55 on the Fahrenheit scale. You know, this always happens. This always happens. People are afraid to call up the radio station. That's right. It sounds silly. It sounds ridiculous, but they are afraid to call up. Well, that always does it. USB, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm just a terrified human being out here.
Uh-huh. Where are you?
I'm in Huntington.
Huntington?
Yes, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Not bad.
Yeah? Is it raining in Huntington?
No, it's really quite nice right now. It's snowing.
No.
It is.
Why is it snowing when it's way above zero?
We hit a weird cloud here.
Uh-huh.
Hit a weird cloud.
Is there a rainbow? I saw a rainbow a couple of weeks ago.
No, there's no more rainbow. Richie Blackmore joined Deep Purple.
Is that a fact?
He rejoined
Deep Purple,
right?
Oh, gee.
What a farce, huh? All these heavy metal bands getting back together because they can't make it on the solo projects.
That is kind of... I guess that's kind of funny, actually, when you look at it.
Well, you know... Somebody's got to do it. You know, Iron Butterfly was torn up the Hudson River there a few years ago and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Getting into it.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, you know.
It sounds like you're really lonely there.
Well, I am, actually. The campus is deserted. It's raining outside, and few people are calling, although the lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree now.
I see.
What I was trying to say before was, it always takes one caller to get it started.
Well, you know, you gave the number before, but I was jumping in the shower, you know, and I thought I could remember it, but I spaced it out really quick. But anyway, no, I'm really down to earth.
Have you ever called up a radio station before?
No, I haven't, but I don't know if this is rude or maybe you might take it in the wrong context or something, but, like, my band sent a tape to your radio station one time, and I know it was played a couple times, and I was just wondering when you go back to A Little Music if you might mix it in there with a couple songs. They have played it there a couple times. And then the band's Rachmaninoff, and we're an up-and-coming Long Island band, hopefully.
Well, I hope the USB DJs are listening to that. I'm not a DJ myself at the moment, but... the next one coming in, I think, is at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that person's listening, or if the 12 o'clock DJ is listening, they can certainly play it.
Are all the DJs there students at the college, or are they just, you know?
No, some are. Some are students. A lot of them are community members, concerned people, alumni.
Right.
People who have graduated from here. Basically, just about anybody from all walks of life participates and keeps this place running 24 hours a day. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I'd like to walk back into life now.
Okay, well, say hello to everybody for me.
I'd like to say hello to everyone for me.
Okay, great.
So long.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. 246-7901, area code 516. Let's find out how you are today and what's new, whether you're in Huntington or Stony Brook or just about any place. Boy, the phones are lighting up. USB, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hi.
I'm from Sayville.
Uh-huh.
And just want to let you know that, you know, a couple of months ago, I was with my sister, got a Walkman, and I was flipping around the stations.
Yeah.
And I hit upon, you know, USB. And since then, I haven't stopped listening because, you know, I just get fed up with the commercial stations, you know, music. You know, you hear the top 20 over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And here, it's, you know, you hear something different every couple of seconds.
Do you like something different, or are there particular things you like?
Well, I into jazz right now, just because it's, you know, pretty spontaneous and different than the formula music you hear all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting.
Do you listen to other non-commercial stations?
Not many. Those that I can get.
Yeah.
Well, you recommend any?
Well, apart from USB, I like PKN, too. They're nice.
Yeah, that's true. They're not bad.
They do a good job. What, give me some specifics about the commercial stations, what you don't like about them.
Well, I tell you, I think you could call it just the Casey Kasem syndrome, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sweet-voiced, glib announcer sitting there saying, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. Here's a number two song. Here's a number eight song." Or, you know, the big thing around this time of the year is the all requests, you know? You mean you hear the top 300 songs of all time as dictated by their, you know, their listeners. And I think you just get redundant after a while.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, a lot of the stations, I saw a commercial for WYNY, which was kind of interesting. They were pointing out the other stations saying, some stations think you like all oldies, some stations think you like all new songs, and some stations think you like all love songs, or something like that, and we play all the different stuff. But that's kind of hypocritical, too, because they only play the hits, you know?
Yeah, but it really is, you know, a mix of the best sellers of all the different types.
Right, right. They say the best songs, but who decides what's the best song? You know, it's some guys on Madison Avenue that decide to market a particular song above another. Here at USB, I like to think that we play good music, we play bad music, and the listeners decide what they like. We don't decide what's good for them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what it is about a lot of the good-selling stuff nowadays. You hear a lot of stuff which is just heavily synthesizer-oriented, and it's just, what I hate to hear is, like, automated music, you know?
Uh-huh.
I like to hear music which retains energy in it, and you hear that a lot now with the jazz, or a lot of the old rock music, you know, the 50s, early 60s stuff, which just retains a lot of the raw vitality of it all, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The spontaneous stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned automation. A lot of radio stations are automated these days. Not only the Muzak stations. Some of the soft rock stations, other stations too, are completely computer-operated. They pipe in one tape that has an announcer's voice on it, another tape that has music, and the only live thing that they have every now and then are news reports.
Yes, I think that's terrible. You know, every now and then you hear a station like that, and you just say, gee, if I had money and I bought a radio station, you know, what would I do with it? And that's just about the exact opposite, you know?
Uh-huh.
You like to think that there would be there are stations still on the air that, you know, keep people and music that are alive, you know? That when the people are listening to it, they feel more alive, not more dead, you know?
Yeah. I think it's really pretty disgusting what Americans have done to radio, because around the world, radio is something exciting, where you talk, where you say outrageous things, and radio has meaning. You know, Radio Moscow said this, you know. Why don't we say anything of interest?
I think to a great extent, though, it's probably the radio situation as far as spontaneity and individuality and local stuff and all that kind of stuff goes. I think it's a lot better off than TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think TV is you know, radio is, you know, carried to the nth degree, you know, where everything is just totally...
Uh-huh.
It has a lot of, you know, the communications and the media and everything has so much potential to reach out and just bring, not only bring together, but just awaken sort of the individual and everyone, you know, but to a great extent they don't do that. It's sort of bad.
When you try to please everybody,
yeah,
you lose a lot because you just can't please everybody and maintain quality at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going to offend some people if you're going to do something original, new and different. You're always going to offend people, and it's wrong to be afraid of that, but why are people afraid to offend other people? Because these people they offend won't give them their money and buy their products.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, that's why more and more I find myself listening to the, you know, USB and PKN, because, you know, frankly, commercial radio stations, you know, they do have to answer their sponsors, and when you have someone over your shoulder watching and monitoring what you're doing, you know, it can't really be that free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's true. On the commercial stations, when you listen to a DJ,
Yeah. This
is just somebody who's really following orders, doing what he's told to do. I've known a few people who've worked at stations like this, And they have a list of things they have to do. They don't select the songs. They have to play, well, they might select one from group A, one from group B. It's like a Chinese menu type thing. They have to play a certain song from there, but they can't say, wow, I want to play this obscure song by Steppenwolf now. It would go perfectly with, you know, this Al Jolson piece.
Yeah.
Here we can do things like that. You know, we've got up to 25,000 records we can play with.
Yeah, it was amazing because I was listening to PKN last weekend, and they had this, it was sort of a the Latin influence on jazz.
Uh-huh.
They had this thing from a group called the Hot Chapultepecs. And the song was called "The Chapultepecs," and you know, it's some obscure Indian tribe name. And, you know, it's just something so outrageous, something so different. You'd never hear it on any AM station or any commercial station anywhere. You know, it's just interesting to hear stuff like that.
Sure is, and they've got programs like that. We've got great programs like that too. You can hear polka music and jazz on Sundays and reggae, of course. Everyone knows about that. But it's good to be able to tune the dial, not really know what it is you're going to hear, and then all of a sudden be turned on to something totally different because this DJ has had an inspiration to play this song. You know, like I heard When the Saints Come Marching In by Louis Armstrong, and I would never have thought to turn that on myself. It's great for someone to just play that for you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
246-7901 is our phone number. If you get a ring, stay on, and we will answer the phone like this. USB, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
You were talking before about, you know, other countries where they have something to say, like, said like Radio Moscow says this.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, a lot of countries, the radio is the official voice of the people.
Yeah.
Or the official government voice, and it's even more controlled, even farther away from what you were saying later on.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's a different kind of control. But there is an element of control here, except it's not controlled by the government. It's controlled by the market as to what gets played, what gets said.
I think that's far better off. I think that's more exciting. And the very fact, you know, you have all the non-commercial band, that's much more exciting than having a radio station that's the official voice of whatever puppet happens to have taken over the government this week.
Yeah, but I would like to see a station in the United States that does say what the government is saying, because I don't really know where to tune to hear that. There's the Voice of America, which you can get on a shortwave radio, but you can't really get anything that's geared internally.
Who's going to say what that station's going to say? I mean, you know, who's is that going to be the administration's position? Is that going to be another congressional committee? Is it going to be something like that? What's it going to be?
Well, I don't see what's so bad about having an administration-controlled station as long as there's plenty of other stations to offset it.
Well, you know, it sounds like a lot of not mind control, but certainly it's a very powerful media.
Well, I prefer to think of it as education, knowing just what these people are saying, and if they're proven wrong, being able to hear them prove themselves wrong.
What would guarantee that it would be a balanced kind of viewpoint?
Well, it wouldn't be balanced on that particular station, but since there are many other stations, they can provide the balance by their existence. You see what I'm saying? It's just, I want to see diversity, okay? I don't see diversity when I go down the FM dial now. I see station type A, station type B, but no diversity, no unique features. You know, there's a couple. There's WBAI. There's nothing like that anywhere in the world. There's WQXR. That's a unique station. But, you know, things like PLJ and RCN, they're all clones of each other, and
it's not even like type A and B. It's more like B sub 1 and B sub 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got it. It's rock. And then, what kind of rock do we have? Do we have mellow rock? Do we have, you know, country rock? Or, I don't know. I don't know what else is left. It's depressing. I never listen to commercial radio.
Well, it's almost like there's this strange kind of aversion. You know, if somebody goes down, most people, when they go down the dial, if they hear anything other than the usual B sub 1, B sub 2 station, they won't listen to it. I mean, if they hear classical music on their on their car radio. I mean, they're not stopping. They're going right past. Jazz they haven't heard 450 times before. They're not stopping. They're gonna keep going until they find something that's comfortable. You know, something won't wake them up, disturb them too much, make them think or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to get at when I was saying I want to see radio stations say things, whether it be government or not. It makes you think. Because here, we seem to be totally ignorant as to what exactly is going on around the world and here. There has to be like a bomb drop someplace or a war started in a country before we know anything about it. I would just like to see something geared more towards educating people.
Well, you know, I don't think that it's necessarily the, you can't blame that on the media. The information is out there. People don't want to hear about it. You know, there's a responsibility with the individual to go out and get that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
That the public in general ignores. We're so used to being spoon-fed everything. We don't have to do the trouble of reading.
Yeah.
I just read that last week that only 8% of this country, 8% of the population that's literate actually reads a book, buys a book over the year.
And can that be, you know, paperback penny seller things?
Yeah, I mean, only 8% buys a book, any kind of book, and that includes the Harold Robbins, trashola.
That's pretty disgusting. Do you know how that compares to the rest of the world?
I don't know. I was shocked. It was a source that I would tend to believe too. But I was, you know, that's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, people. I don't know about the book part, but reading about what's going on in other countries, folks in the United States don't really want to hear about these people starving and having problems with revolutions and things because things are working out okay here. But we want it to stay that way, and if we just continue to plod along in our daily courses, then perhaps it will stay that way, and the rest of the world will just work everything out itself.
Yeah, well, we already proved that isolationism doesn't work once before.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, anyway.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Portchef Station.
Portchef Station. Okay, well, how's the weather out there?
It's nice. It stopped raining. I mean, I didn't know this would ever happen. I mean, the patio's drying off even, you know?
Yeah?
Different color than it's been in about 4 days.
Well, we may salvage tomorrow then, huh?
Yeah, what the heck?
Okay, thanks for calling us.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. 246-7901 is our telephone number, area code 516. And, well, that's pretty interesting. All this talk about radio and information, government, international stuff. Radio can be a very interesting tool to use if you do it right, if you use it for all it's worth, if you have diversity and interesting stuff. But right now it's being abused. It's being massacred. We have the greatest technology at our fingertips, and what are we doing with it? We're wasting our time. We're playing Air Supply on 5 different stations at once. And we're completely wasting these airwaves. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go on a tirade here, but sometimes it gets me upset just to wander around and hear things. Now, I mentioned I haven't listened to commercial radio. I mean, I go down now and then just to see if anything's changed, and I usually come right back to the left-hand side of the dial, pounding on the door to get in, and things have not changed. I mean, if I can go down the dial and hear songs that I know, but they're songs that I heard the last time I went down there a year ago, that the same songs being played still, something is wrong. Very wrong. 246-7901, area code 516. USB, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I don't want to be on the air. I would like to be in the station. Could you please open the door?
Is this Deirdre?
Yes.
Hi, Deirdre.
This is
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
You're going to be on the air tonight, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's really nice to hear about. Okay, we'll let you in.
Am I really on the air?
Yes, you are. You're on live.
I'm on live. What program is this that we're doing?
This is the Ministry of Truth. I'm glad you asked, because this is a call-in program. We're talking about radio right now, in fact. We're talking about how horrible commercial radio is and how wonderful this station and other stations around it are.
Somehow I don't believe that we're really doing this. However, Eric, I'll discuss that issue with you for a moment, if I may. I think commercial stations are terrible.
You do, huh?
If we weren't on the air, I'd say some really bad words about it. However, I'll keep it clean. And you know who I think is the most offensive person on radio today?
That person doesn't work for us, do they?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
It's on one of those big New York City stations.
Who? What station?
WMBC.
Oh, Ibis.
No.
You mean the guy in the afternoon who sounds...
Oh, that's who I mean. And why can't I think of his name now?
Roger...
Howard Stern.
Howard Sterno, yes,
Howard
of course.
Howard Stern. Really offensive.
You know he's related to Mark Stern?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, they sort of went two different ways, you know.
I would say so.
They came
definitely
from the same family, but one went...
But I want to know, how come he rates a girl that laughs and giggles at all his stupidity?
I don't know. I listened to that show once, and I just could not believe it. I thought maybe some pirates someplace had taken over the frequency and were airing this amateur radio-type stuff, because it just didn't sound like radio anymore. It sounded awful.
Can we discuss something else pertaining to non-commercial radio?
Let me just say one thing, though. That actually, I guess that's sort of what I'm after, is something different like that. It's stupid, but it is different.
Oh, you want to be Howard Stern?
No, I abhor him. He's horrible, but... At least he's doing something a little bit different. It stinks, but it's... I don't know.
Definitely, he's really abusive and offensive. And sometimes I'll have the station on because they have a program on earlier than that, Frank somebody or another, who does request radio, and I get a kick out of that.
Uh-huh.
And he chats with people like your live radio show.
What's request radio? You can request anything or just what he wants?
He tapes it a few minutes before, and you can request a particular song, and then he'll ask you if you want to dedicate it to somebody, and who played your favorite song? Well, of course, I would say WUSB.
WUSB. Well, it's interesting you say they put it on tape. I guess that they make it sound as if it's live, though, so they can say, hey, I want you to play this song, and it happens to be right there.
Well,
really
I knew that
things.
That wasn't true because they must search their record libraries and come up with some of these oldies, like the one about the polka dots on the bathing suit, tan shoes and pink shoelaces. Remember that old song?
Yeah.
I'm really dating myself now.
I think I heard Bill play that one Sunday morning.
Yes, that's Bill Lazaroff music, definitely.
You wanted to mention something else?
Oh, yes. I have noticed, as we're speaking live on the radio, that the old chair in the old... control room is really in need of some oil.
Again? Yeah, I guess so. Well, this is actually a new chair.
Aha! Well, we'll have to... I don't know what we're ever going to do about that.
Well, if it follows the timetable, it needs oil now. In 2 weeks, it'll need wheels, and in another month and a half, it'll be outside the door waiting for the garbage man to come.
Maybe the necessary thing for us to do is to make people only be allowed to weigh, say, 150 pounds, and no more. Maybe the chairs would last longer.
Well, then most of us would be out in the street. You know, there isn't a single DJ on this station that weighs under 250 pounds.
Under 250 pounds?
I don't know if anybody knows that. We're all a bunch of heavyweights. It's really something. Have you ever seen us play football?
I don't think there's one of, with the exception of Lou Stevens.
Lou Stevens? Oh, well, he's the only skinny person on the station.
I don't think anybody weighs much over 200 pounds on our radio station. And that's pushing it. I'm trying to think of some of the new people I don't know as well as the older folks, you know, people with longevity.
Oh, so the new people can't fit through the door. They have to lower them in by helicopter.
Do you know how many doors we have at our radio station?
Well, I don't know, but I went to the record library from the entrance before, and it took me a long time. I think I hit 10 different doors going
in. I think
it
would be a trivial question on your live radio show.
Yeah, but then...
How many doors are there at USB?
Too many. And when they're all closed and you have to open them, they're not geared so that you keep pushing. You have to push, then pull, and push, then pull.
But the ones that I love the best go between the control room where we do the on-air programming back to the library because I think all the handles are on every other side. So it's like doing a square dance with the door.
Yes, it's especially fun when you have to get a record really fast.
My, I have some friends who may do a promo spot or something here with me tonight. No, they're not going to do a promo spot. Maybe we'll get them to do an ID. But they're guessing that there are 8 doors.
Eight doors?
Now, I happen to know, believe it or not, there are more than eight
doors. There's more than eight. Oh, that's a lot more than eight. Eight will just get you into the newsroom.
Listen, will your show absolutely die if you had to come and open the door so that I could get into the radio station?
Well, ordinarily it would, but you see, I'm particularly lucky this week because Mary Ann is in the other studio. She's playing. She's playing with a computer or something. Is that what you're doing? Yeah, she's playing with a computer, and she can go to the door and let you in.
Gee, you know, I've always wanted to do a live show, Eric. I mean, not to say the Curtain Up isn't live, but just a talk show to chit and chat. Listen, tell me, how was the fair? I missed the fair.
Oh, that's right. You weren't at the Arts and Crafts Festival, were you?
I was in New York City for the weekend, and...
Well, excuse us. New York City over Port Jefferson, huh?
Yeah. It was probably only a little less crowded in New York City.
Well, it was pretty good. I didn't stay for the whole thing, but it wasn't a sunny day. It was kind of overcast.
Mm-hmm. Which is better, actually.
Yeah, but the usual arts and crafts were there. I don't think there were as many singers as there were last year.
I saw from pictures that I was able to observe some barbershop quartetters.
Uh-huh, yep, they were there. They keep popping up in the weirdest places. You're walking along this crowded street in Port Jefferson, in the annual Arts and Crafts Festival, and all of a sudden these four people start singing barbershop quartet music, and it's great. And we're broadcasting this thing live every year, so every time we hear these people, we have to race over to wherever they've popped up and start recording them or airing them live over the air. We have a little wireless microphone. And it's pretty funny seeing the USB people trying to get there before they finish singing, because they finish singing and then they just fade back into the woodwork.
Well, but they make their way around. Now, I think this quartet was a different group, although it seems one of the gentlemen looked familiar, having been there the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
However, they're always a lot of fun with their Sweet Adelines and other memorable music.
You know, there wasn't enough traditional folk, though. I mean, I don't think there was any. I wasn't there the whole time, but I didn't see any.
Jerry Durrell moved to Massachusetts.
Yeah, and he brought all the traditional folk with him.
I guess so.
You know, we should start a drive to get Jerry DeLisle back.
Maybe he'd come for summers.
He used to have this time slot that you have now, you know.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
I'm guarding it with my life. Are you kidding? Also, I met a man when I was in New York City who is an artistic director for theater who works at that station in Massachusetts at the college where Jerry went off to. Well, I can't remember the name of the college or the call letters.
I think it's WASB or something.
ASB?
It's something very similar to us, only one letter is different.
Ah.
Somewhere up in Massachusetts. In Boston, I believe.
Boston, so it wouldn't be Amherst.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to put our heads together or look in some book.
Well, Deirdre, I hope you're close to the station because you're on the air in 10 minutes.
Well, actually, I'm in the Polity office right here in the Student Union. We found a door that was open.
Isn't that something? You can always find a door that's open leading in.
Not always, but tonight was my lucky night.
Well, I always find a door that's open.
Good.
But once you get in, you can't get to another part of the building.
And yes, that's true because the chain fence is up.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here on a very nice couch with my three little friends, and we're very anxious to come pull some records so that we can play some Stephen Sondheim tonight.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm sure Marianne will be happy to let you in, won't you, Marianne? Yeah, she's delirious.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you for the opportunity to be live with you on the radio.
No problem. It was an experience I'll always remember.
Good. I'll see you later.
See you soon. That was Deirdre Jersey. Let me try that again. That was Deirdre Jersey, and she's coming in a few minutes to do Curtain Up, which is Broadway soundtracks and Hollywood soundtracks and all kinds of fun things like that. Show music, you know? 246-7901 is our phone number. We still have a few minutes to talk about whatever's on your mind. Area code 516. And, good gosh, the blue line is ringing. Well, if the person who's ringing the blue line wants to be on the air, ring the line that everybody else rings. That's right. I can't answer the blue line on the phone. I mean, on the air. You know that. Anyway, I was talking to one person before who said he was going to call. Well, this might be him. USB, you're on the air.
Eric, wanna run?
No, it wasn't him. This one person I was talking to, though, was telling me all about this road accident that he had, and we were discussing the motor vehicle department and how he has to go back to the motor vehicle department and hand in his plates. And since he had this road accident, he's going to have to hand in plates that are totally smashed up and bent over. And I was just telling him that he's bound to get some comments from people online as he's doing this. And then I started talking to him about how, you may not know it, but when you go to the motor vehicle department, there are people hired to stand in back of you online and talk to you. That's right, those people are motor vehicle employees. They get paid $6.30 an hour, and usually they are worse off than you are. Have you noticed that? They're usually worse off than you are, so that if you go in there feeling upset, you don't feel as upset because, you know, this poor guy in back of you is much worse off than you are. So they've succeeded. And by the time you get to the front area, they go to the back of the line and start talking to somebody else who's really upset and calm him down, so that by the time he gets to the front of the line a couple hours later, he'll be happy and secure and all that kind of thing. That's just the way it works. Well, that's my theory anyway. These people work for the motor vehicle department and are paid $6.30. I've heard this from a fairly reliable source. 246-7901 is our phone number. USB, you're on the air.
Eric?
Yeah?
This is Steve.
Steve!
What am I doing on the air?
Steve Kreitzer. Well, Marianne waved at me and said, put this person on the air.
Oh, one of Marianne's tricks, huh?
Her fault, not mine. But what's up?
What's the topic for tonight?
Well, we're talking about everything from dead cows to cars and weather and eclipses and overseas information. We've done it all today. What have you been doing?
I'm calling up to talk to Deirdre. Somehow I got put on the air.
Well, Deirdre's in the same room.
Oh, hello, Deirdre.
If you don't mind all of Long Island listening into your conversation.
I'll talk to you, but it's got to be really impersonal, Stephen.
Oh, forget it then. We usually have our intimate conversations.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll go in another room and we'll leave Eric here holding the microphone.
All right, well, Eric, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Deirdre, if you're going into the other room, I noticed the blue line is ringing. If you can pick up the blue line, see if that person wants to be on the air. I don't think they do. Hi,
Eric,
Steve.
What's happening?
What's happening? Not much. It's a pretty interesting day in the radio station. I got locked out of the studio before, and I was wandering around the building like a madman, but nothing else unusual.
Well, you're used to breaking into places.
Yeah, you know, it's a fact of life, getting in where you have to.
Well, anyway, what do we talk about?
We'll talk for about 2 minutes, because we have to go off the air in
A
very short time, yes.
Okay, let's talk about the, you're talking about, let's see.
We're talking about radio, too. I forgot about
radio.
That.
Right. How come there were no punk groups at the Port Jeff Arts and Crafts Festival?
I don't know. There was a significant absence of punk music at the Arts and Crafts Festival. I noticed that, too.
Wait a minute. There's never been punk music at the Arts and Crafts Festival.
And I think we should start right now.
Yeah.
With which group?
Pick any of them. I'll get them for you.
You think I know the punk rock groups?
You know everything, Deirdre.
No, not
well,
punk.
If I can know Stephen Sondheim, you should know some of the punk rock groups.
I'll work on it. I'll call my sources tonight for sure. Past police, I never move past police.
Okay. Well, Eric, I'll say goodbye to you.
Yeah, I was expecting that. Thanks for calling us.
Well, actually, I didn't know you were on tonight. I would have plugged your show last night.
Oh, well, that's okay. It got plugged enough today.
Yeah.
And I drilled some more holes in it this week, so we can plug it again next week.
All right, well, I'll do it every week I can.
Okay, great.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Bye.
That was Steve Kreitzer. He's on the air every Wednesday night from 9 to 11, playing all kinds of fast-paced music and leading into maximum rock and roll at 11 o'clock. Yeah. It's 6:55. Ordinarily, this is the time we sign off, and unless the phone starts ringing, 246-7901, area code 516. I'll give you 30 seconds to throw another call our way. Otherwise, we're going to have to wrap it up and say goodnight, goodbye, and until next week, and all that kind of thing. I'd like some suggestions as to what people would like to talk about next week, any particular subjects. Radio always seems to go over pretty well. Whenever we start talking about radio, the phones light up. Yes, like I just did now. Let's try this call, then we'll say goodnight. Good night.
The Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, man. Free Long Island, WUSB, Stony Brook.
Another opening, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the odds is more. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week, will it ever be right?